We have decided to come together in the evening for relishing a little bit the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas. It is verses which are meant to be chanted while you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Maybe not chanted, but devotees look at verses maybe after a round or two rounds. While doing this, or allow themselves to be guided by these verses into a certain meditation or a certain, spiritual understanding. We have heard how Rupa Goswami told us, if we cannot stay in Braj physically, then we should mentally stay there. So these verses bring us into Braj, one after the other. So I wish to enter with you into these verses, which come at the end of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and go with you as much as possible and as far as possible within them, into them. And I hope that we will all relish a little bit the rasayana, that is the very, very strong nectar which is in these verses. Rasayana is actually an Ayurvedic medicine which helps an almost dead patient to get life again. So we will drink this rasayana with great happiness, and those of us who are almost dead will wake up and dance in ecstasy leaving this room. This is our idea and hope. Hare Krishna. Alright. In that case, Mukti Datta Chaitanya, because he knows my ragas very well, then I would say Shrishtikata. Shrishtikata, we are not like you who are good musicians. We only have learned something by heart, and we can only work together best. So we will now do a typical Braj Bhakt bhajan as good as we can. You please sing as good as you can. To be in Braj. Krishnikaras.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nuti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashtakale Sadari Jaya Sri Radhe Ganga Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Vansha Kalpa Taru Vyasa Kripa Sindhu Vyaeva Cha Pandidanam Paranevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha.
If those of you who are familiar with these Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas already suspect these lectures will cover a subject in Krishna consciousness which is mentioned in the 64 items of devotional service as meditation. In a Krishna consciousness, we do have 9 angas of devotional service, 9 processes of devotional services, and in our line, we prefer to look through the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam on Sri Krishna. But in these, we also have a tradition of memorizing or memory, smaranam, about the form of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, and the leela of the Lord. As you go before the before the deity in Udupi, you will find that there is a window before it, something like a gutter, so, which has 9 openings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And to see the deities, you have to go very close to these openings. You have to look through one of these windows. Why? Because you can only meet Krishna through one of the 9 processes of devotional service. Usually we do Shravanam and Kirtanam. Here in our tradition, we hear also about meditation. This is not, although many devotees do not practice this, Prabhupada has encouraged us. He has said, you build a diamond throne in your heart. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. It is not expensive at all. You haven't got to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. You can imagine that in my heart I have placed now a very diamond throne and Krishna is sitting. That is accepted. Actually, it becomes. You meditate about making a diamond throne and then inviting Krishna, it becomes a reality, a spiritual reality. We Hare Krishna people are often accused to be extremely superficial. Maybe you have noticed that there is a shade of truth in this. This is because we often are acting with our external senses, but we neglect to engage our internal senses, that is the mind in Krishna's service. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, however, says that this is necessary. Someone who does not, who only offers his external activities but never thinks of Krishna, he will not be able to progress for long. Even within the mind, you think that I have kept one diamond throne, very costly throne, because Krishna is coming. He will sit down here. That is not false. That is a fact. So you create such situation within your heart. This is Srila Prabhupada. Now let us see how we can meditate about Krishna and engage our internal sense, the mind, in Krishna's service. Do you feel that this is necessary? Because we have an audience, and this is not often heard in our movement, I want to tell you a story which tells you how necessary it is. Because your yes was a forced yes, not a convinced yes. Once, those who hear me the first time, I'm not aggressive. I just wish to awaken my audience in the beginning so that they give their full concentration, then I will become normal. Don't worry, I won't abuse you for the rest of the lecture. It's just the beginning there. Some certain ability in the human mind has to be awakened, and this is one way. It's the Germans' way. There are other ways as well. Don't worry, it will become very different in a moment. Back to the theme, we have to become internal. Once a lady came to a pandit who read every day from the Ramayana and cried every lecture. After some time, the pandit thought, I'm giving such good lectures, I'm moving the heart of this lady, let me ask her why she is crying. And the lady said, yes, I'm crying. Because when I see you, I think of my goat who has died 2 weeks ago. Because you have the same beard as my goat. This lady has not heard one word of the Ramayana. She sat there, but her mind was with her goat. This is but not good practice in Krishna consciousness. Not that we chant Hare Krishna and also hear not one word of the Hare Krishna mantra, because our mind is with the problems of our own existence. So, having said this, to fire you all up, we wish to now go into this guided meditation. The first verse of the Bhakti Rasayana Sloka describes the concentration of a chanta. The concentration of the chanta is the spiritual world, and more precisely, Shishi Radha Krishna in the spiritual world, whom he worships with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra means glorifying Shishi Radha and Krishna. So here is a meditation. I will not say the Sanskrit because it might take a lot of time. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is residing in his own kingdom, Goloka Vrindavan, together with Radharani, who is similar to him and who embodies the ecstatic pleasure potency, Kladini Shakti. Her associates are confidants of Radha, the Sakis. They are expansions of her own bodily form, and they are of the same happy spiritual rasa which pervades all. It's a translation from German back into English. It's a little... now I will try to offer a commentary. Hare Krishna, with your blessings. It is not in a very scientific commentary. It's just talking about some nice story about in connection with Krishna. He has said that Krishna lives with Radharani in the kingdom of God, and from Radharani the many gopis are coming as expansions. There is one book called Mukta Charita, written by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in which we hear in a very humorous way how the gopis are expansions of Radharani meant to give Krishna pleasure. Once Sri Krishna had a vast treasure of pearls, and the gopis trying to imitate the way Krishna had attained these pearls, had no pearls. Listen how it happened. Krishna wanted at Diwali pearls to decorate his cows, and he went to the gopis to ask them, but the gopis said, no, our pearls are too valuable for your cows, Krishna. At this, Krishna begged for pearls from his mother Yashoda, brought them into the ground of Braj, and the pearls grew into pearl trees after 3 days only, which had the most precious pearls. When the gopis saw this, they thought, we can also do this. They took a patch of land in Braj, put all the pearls in the earth, and then poured ghee and yogurt on them to water the trees. But the pearls got stolen. I won't tell you by whom. And instead, only shrubs, that is, bushes, grew out of the earth. So the gopis now had lost all the pearls, all their investments, and had not gotten anything in return. And they went to Krishna to get pearls from him, because all their superiors asked them, where are the pearls which we gave you? And the gopis couldn't tell you. We put them in the earth and they got lost. He wanted to grow pearl trees out of the pearls, like Krishna did. So they couldn't tell. They said, so they went to Krishna to get some pearls by bargaining. Srimati Radharani at this time hid in one of the kunjas in Vrindavan because she didn't want to meet Krishna directly, since Krishna is sometimes joking very much with the gopis. She didn't want to confront Krishna. So she sent her girlfriends, the sakis, to Krishna to argue with him. And it was a very loving, a very intellectual, and a very humorous discussion which went back and forth. Now, whenever the gopis did not know any answers, now you have to listen a little careful, Srimati Radharani, to Krishna's quarrels and bargaining prizes and so, Srimati Radharani within the kunj sat there and thought the answer. And when she thought the answer, Lalita or Vishakha, who are expansions of her, said that answer which Radha thought in the kunj to Krishna, because they are expansions of Srimati Radharani, meant to give Krishna pleasure. The gopis are all acting according to Srimati Radharani. So our first meditation takes us to Goloka Vrindavan, into this realm of blissful conversations and blissful leela between the divine couple, especially to Srimati Radharani, who has as her expansions her gopi girlfriends. Next verse. We are now in Vrindavan, by the way. No one is allowed to think mental garbage at this moment any longer about the past. No one is allowed to cry now about lost loves and disappointed feelings and scandals, because we have left with this first meditation the material world and have entered the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Second verse. Don't fall back to the material world now. Second verse brings us further. Is there a torchlight, please? Now, we are introduced to the, let us say, material and spiritual geography. Lowest of all lies Devi Dham, the material world. Above it is Mahesha Dham, the abode of Mahesh or Shiva. Above it is Hari Dham, the abode of Hari or Vishnu. And above that is Krishna's own place, Goloka. I worship Govinda, that primeval Lord, who lords over these different abodes and who has given the abodes to their authorities. For those who have not reached immediately into the transcendental world, this meditation is given just to take us along, to make sure that we go with our consciousness to the spiritual world. We are invited to join a journey. We start in Devi Dham, the material world. This journey reminds us of Gop Kumar's journey. Above it is Mahesha Dham or Sadashiva Loka, which is just between the material and spiritual worlds. So we, in our meditation, leave the material world and go to Sadashiva Loka. We meet Lord Shiva there. Ask him to destroy the pride in our hearts. Even if it's hard. Then we will go in to Vaikuntha, the abode without fear and anxiety. We remember, we are pure spiritual souls. We are members of the spiritual kingdom of God. There are no problems. Hari Bol. Now, from Goloka, from Vaikuntha, we enter the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. This is the meditation. Can you see that a devotee who does this leaves the material atmosphere? Can you feel that this is possible when you meditate? When you think like this. Oh, I'm now in the material world. Let me, but above it is Sadashiva Loka, the place between the material and spiritual worlds. Srishtikata and myself have actually physically left the material world a little while ago. We went to a river called Vaitarani in Orissa, where Lord Chaitanya swam across. This Vaitarani is identical with the river which separates the material and spiritual world. And Mahaprabhu says, even an animal who swims above it leaves the material world. We have swum above it. We almost drowned, but we made it. It has a very swift current. So in the meditation, you are encouraged to also do that. Cross to Vaikuntha and go into Goloka Dham. Now the next verse describes us to us what we see in Goloka Vrindavan. I worship the transcendental abode, which is also known as Svetadvip. Svetadvip means the white island. Why is it white? Listen, please. In this island, the goddesses of fortune, the Lakshmi, serve the Supreme Lord as his only beloved. This refers to the gopis who are transcendental Lakshmis in Goloka Vrindavan, who constantly have only this in mind, to serve the Lord in the special love called Braj Prem. This is a very exalted love, where Krishna is considered not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as the most beloved according to the ras in which the devotees are. Every tree is a transcendental desire tree. These are kalpa brikshas. Everything can be obtained from these trees. They can manifest everything which the devotee desires. But we are informed that the devotee does not go to the trees to desire things for their own satisfaction. They only desire paraphernalia with which they serve their dear Lord Krishna. We even hear that these trees have also a desire to serve Krishna. When Krishna comes by the path, they immediately cover themselves like a lover who covers himself to receive the beloved with nice fragrant flowers. They burst out in flower and they bow down their branches to offer the fruits to Lord Krishna's lotus feet. We hear this from Bhagavata. Look at kalpa vriksha trees. The land is made from touchstone there. This is a very nice stone. The stone, you can touch it to anything and it turns into gold. But the gopas and gopis keep this valuable substance as the top knot in their shoes, or sometimes as the door stopper, some commentary. They do not wish wealth for their own selves. We have to say goodbye to a few devotees who do not wish to leave Vrindavan. They have to catch the flight. Thank you very much for coming. And please don't forget Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. The water there is nectar, and every word is a song. Every step is a dance, and the flute of Krishna is Krishna's favorite associate. This flute of Krishna is engaged in very many leelas. Once, for instance, Srimati Jatila, the stepmother of Krishna, finally finds the flute of Krishna in the bedroom of Srimati Radharani. And she gets furious, takes the flute out, shows it to all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, saying, I caught Radharani, she's actually with Krishna, and she's married to someone else. At that moment, everyone looks at Radharani, and she looks down and begins to scratch the ground, very embarrassed. Now, at that moment, Purnamasi steps forward, who is always arranging the pastimes, and says to Jatila, in a harsh tone, foolish old lady, don't everyone in Braj knows that this night there was a flute shower over Vrindavan, and the flutes have been rained on everyone's bed. Just look into your bed. And then, by the inconceivable energy of Purna Yoga Maya, who is also an energy of the Lord, this is actually happening. They all find a flute on their bed. Krishna, in other words, engages with his flute, not only in blowing it with nice music, but in engaging in the most sweet, inconceivable, and at times humorous pastimes. Hare Krishna. So that flute is always with Krishna, if it is not stolen, what sometimes happens also. This abode is self-effulgent like the sun, and it is filled with spiritual happiness. Everything there is full of enjoyment and is tasty. Even when the devotees there cry for Krishna, oh Krishna, where are you? You are the moon of the dynasty of Maharaj Nanda. Oh Krishna, who else? You are blue like the Indra Neelamani. Oh Krishna, where are you? Who play the flute in deep sounds. Oh Krishna, where are you? Who can end all my sufferings? This is Radharani and Lalita Madhava, who prays like this. And we, while she is put on the bed of lotus flowers to cool her hot body, who's burning in the fever of separation. And at that time, the lotus leaves wither while Radharani laments, please come and save my life. It is leaving me. But even this is the most blissful event. Like it says, everything there is full of the highest pleasure. Because in that separation, there is a meeting with Krishna taking place in the heart of Srimati Radharani. Now we hear why this place is called Svetadvip. Innumerous milk cows give transcendental oceans of milk. Not a moment there is wasted. That means in the transcendental time there's neither past, present, or future. In other words, everything which is there taking place is not bound to the wasting property of time, which takes everything away from us. I was just hearing from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur how there was one rice corn in a preparation which was offered to Krishna. And the rice corn was eaten by Krishna. When it was in the stomach of Krishna, it thought, oh, I wish I could give pleasure again to Krishna. Now I'm swallowed up. I cannot give any pleasure any longer to Krishna. What to do? And then just by the... because there is no past, present, and future, the rice corn just went back into the earlier present, that means back into the rice pot, to give again pleasure to Krishna, so that Krishna could eat it again. It's an inconceivable realm. This thing with the time, it gets every head spinning, which is good, because the transcendental realm is always and will remain always beyond our conception. So this meditation is getting us off the mental platform. This abode is in this world known by a very few self-realized souls as Goloka. This is how this verse ends. Let us summarize these verses so far have recommended us to leave the material world. They have given us a description of the transcendental world with Radha and Krishna and the gopis, and they have also painted this description in a very graphical form. We have heard of milk oceans which are there because of the Surabhi cows. A word about the Surabhi cows. Krishna has different types of cows. One cow is called the Padma Ganda cows. These are cows which have each a troop of 12 servants who go around Braj collecting only the most tasty of all herbs, and they are given to the cows. Imagine the milk they produce. It has a ganda means smell, which is inconceivably blissful and good and aromatic. These cows, oh, we should have a cow lecture. Who have different forms, heads, but they have so much sneha, so much love for Krishna, that the manifestation of the love of the cow is the milk. It is usually meant to nourish her calves, and that by that milk they worship Krishna. The milk drips out of the udders and makes a transcendental milk flood in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. You must gain, oder? Yes. So, we are now in Vrindavan. We will now hear another verse. Now we start with the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. How pious are the tracks of land in Braj, for there the primeval personality of Godhead, disguising himself with human traits, wanders about enacting his many pastimes. Adorned with wonderfully variegated forest garlands, he whose feet are worshipped by Lord Shiva and Goddess Rama vibrates his flute as he tends the cows in the company of Balaram. The primeval personality of Godhead, disguising himself with human traits, wanders about enacting his many pastimes. Adorned with wonderfully variegated forest garlands, he whose feet are worshipped by Lord Shiva and Goddess Rama vibrates his flute as he tends the cows in the company of Balaram. So this is a glorification now directly about the land of Braj, where the Lord with very human traits wanders about enacting his many pastimes. I would like to tell you one pastime about which the devotees of the Vaishnavas meditate as they enter their Kartik Vrata. All of us have exited out of our Kartik Vratas, but there is an entry meditation which is very nice to listen. What I will tell you now is revealed by the authority Vamsidhara Swami. It is one of the commentators whose comments Srila Prabhupada has imbibed in the Bhaktivedanta Purport. This Leela is very nice. Have you, I think you all have done the Kartik Vrata, different things, different devotees, but all of us have offered a flame to Radha Damodar. Have you done also in Krishna Balaram temple? You might ask yourself, why is the Damodar Leela of all Leelas the Leela which is prominent in the Kartik months? There are many different angles to this. I will now give you one angle which is very, very relevant for our stage in Krishna consciousness. The Damodar Leela is quickly told. You all know it, so I will only tell you things which at least were new to me in this commentary. See, when Narada Muni saw the two sons of a great devotee of Shiva, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, their father is Kuvera, who is a great devotee of Shiva and has given him Kailash. When Nalakuvera and Manigriva, the sons, were very much intoxicated. They were intoxicated by wine and by their wealth. They were doubly intoxicated. As a result, they behaved in a very sensual way. They were bathing with several naked women and enjoying very sensual activities with them in the river. Now, when Narada Muni came by, he saw how totally intoxicated they were, and he understood he needed to give them hard kripa. There are two types of mercy, soft kripa and hard kripa. Hard kripa is when a great soul gives you a curse. See, the reason, this is an analogy. We are Nalakuvera and Manigriva. We are totally intoxicated by the bodily concept of life and by pride. These double forms of intoxication are there. And now, relieve us from material existence, a great plan has to be made. And you will see in the Leela, which we are now hearing, how this plan unfolds. First of all, Narada Muni thought, if I give them the soft creeper, oh, you fallen souls, listen to Bhagavatam and become elevated. It won't work. They will say, go away with these fairy tales. We don't wish to hear. So he needed to give them the hard creeper. I curse you to become trees in the court, to become trees, because trees can't move. So I curse you to give up your restlessness. You have to stand in one place and be all naked. Now, if he was ill-intentioned, if he just was hating the two people, the two sons, he would have cursed them to become trees in New York. Or at that time there was no New York, some God-forsaken place. But no, he said, I curse you to become trees in the court of Nanda Maharaj. And he cursed them to become trees in the middle of the court of Nanda Maharaj. Because by this, they were directly in the living atmosphere of the great devotees, the Brajavasis, who would go there and the dust of the lotus feet would fall on the tree bodies. And then when you get the mercy of the Brajavasis, you get also the mercy of Krishna. Krishna was also playing in the court of Nanda Maharaj. In many interesting ways, Krishna was running about in the court and he was circumambulating in this way the trees. Usually a devotee should circumambulate Krishna or the temple, as we know. But here, the mercy of the Vaishnava was so that Krishna would run around the themselves and they would be covered with the dust from Krishna's lotus feet. Vaishnav Kripa Ki! You understand? Now something wonderful will happen. Now I must really concentrate. And the trees became witness to many interesting pastimes. Because Nanda Maharaj would often sit under the trees and he would call, "Lal, Lal, please bring me my slippers, my shoes." Now these wooden slippers were made from two branches of these trees. They could serve, in other words, the lotus feet of Nanda Baba by the curse. It was Kripa, it was mercy like anything. Krishna would bring them on his head, as we hear from the Bhagavatam shlokas, and put them before, and the trees would be witness and would be further purified. Finally, Krishna decided to pull down these trees, as he, you know, because he was punished by Mother Yashoda and was bound to a grinding mortar, and he pulled the grinding mortar just in between the trees and broke the trees down, and the trees fell on the side of Lord Krishna. Why on the side and not on top of Lord Krishna? When you pull a tree, it falls just on top of you normally. Because these trees represent our primordial disease, our biggest obstacle between us and Krishna, our false pride. And the pride must fall not in the direction of Krishna, pointing at Krishna, because we might create another offense against the lotus feet. It must fall on the side of Lord Krishna. Isn't this wonderful? How Lord Krishna in this Leela gives us the whole Siddhanta of surrendering. First of all, we'd have to meet a pure devotee, Narada Muni, who does something with us, brings us into contact with more devotees. Our pride has to be broken. There's a Sanskrit verse which describes Lord Krishna. "You who are very expert in breaking the pride of your devotees, each one of us, if they are lucky, will get the special treatment of Lord Krishna." Well, Lord Krishna will break our material conception and our pride, just like Lord Krishna made the trees fall. This is Krishna's milost, special mercy. It is not his cruelness. They have to break the trees of the stiff trees of our pride. They have to fall next to the Lord. It's very painful sometimes when we are in material concepts and we have invested maybe our feelings and emotions. But if Krishna doesn't do it, we will never ever turn to him. He has to do it. He has to break the pride. Pride breaker. That's Krishna. He's a heartbreaker to the gopis and a pride breaker to the conditioned souls like us. He is a breaker. But this is the mercy. The Damodar Leela represents the highest mercy. of rescuing conditioned souls. And that's why in the Kartikvrata we sing that song, we enter that meditation. Now if a devotee in another rasa would speak, he would talk about Madhurya rasa leelas. That's also in that pastime. But then we would have to talk about this leela from all different rasas, to be fair. But we won't do this. I just wanted to tell this. I heard this today from Namal Kishore, and I was so much in ecstasy that I just decided to repeat whatever I could remember to you. This is how the Lord comes to the area of Braj to perform his pastimes, human-like pastimes. Because when Mother Yashoda came to punish Lord Krishna, Krishna, this is described, was so afraid. Oh, and he started to cry, and his chest was moving because he was so worried. Mother! And the pearls began to shake just very beautifully, and began to cry sweet tears from the eyes, and washed the kajal out of the eyes. And this human-like pastimes, the Lord performed this only here in Braj. This is a very private area of the Supreme Personality of God. He's very private. He acts in ways which the normal world will never know, because they are so this is a glorious country. Side. Next meditation. Now we hear some general thoughts about the great fortune of those who live here. Those who are visiting Braj should never become gleichgültig. What is gleichgültig? Dull-headed? No. Oh yes. Familiar with the place. We should always know we are very fortunate to be here. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is described that the transcendental land of Vrindavan is made out of transcendental elements. Even the earth, the water, and everything else is pure spiritual substance. In other words, even the grain of dust in some ways is higher than you, because you are also spiritual substance, but you have forgotten. Prashanta, even a piece of dust is more realized than most of us who are also Satchidananda, like the dust, but not yet realized. So this is very fortunate to be here in such a place. Never become over familiar and whatever, and so on. So this verse tells us, O Almighty Lord, how greatly fortunate are the cows and ladies of Vrindavan, the nectar of whose breast milk you have happily drunk to your full satisfaction, taking the form of their calves and children. All the Vedic sacrifices performed from time immemorial up to the present day have not given you as much satisfaction. Mm-hmm. This is Krishna would sometimes go to the cows and drink directly from their udders. This is a great fortune for the residents of for the cows, and he would go to the gopis and they would also breastfeed him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not so much satisfied by all the Vedic sacrifices as he is satisfied by those devotees who serve him in the fortunate land of Vrindavan. So in other words, these verses which we hear now, which describe how he wanders all over Vrindavan, how he drinks the milk of the cows and also the breast milk of the ladies, they describe how fortunate the residents of Vrindavan are, how extremely transcendental this is. Hare Krishna. We will stop here with our meditation because I feel some restlessness in the audience. I think you're sitting a little bit long. It's now 1 hour and 15 minutes, and I do not wish to go on when there's restlessness in the audience. So tomorrow we will continue our discussions. We will continue with the glorification of Vrindavan from another place than Vrindavan, from Mathura, how the Mathura Vasis look upon this Vrindavan Dham. But I would like to say in conclusion, I think we can all feel how these verses take us out of the present thought and bring us into a transcendental realm. If you wish to chant Hare Krishna and your mind is always with New York or Belgrade or Hamburg or London or wherever you stay at that moment, Vancouver, so on, Krishna will not really come in your heart. He likes Vraj most. And therefore, these verses create in our heart a Vraj atmosphere. Therefore, they are very, very nice and very conducive to invite Krishna. Prabhupada was saying in the quotation which we heard today that chanting Hare Krishna means to keep Krishna always within your heart. We want, when we hear the name, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we want that Krishna is present. We do not want that only the alphabetic letters are present. HareKrsna. That would be not so relishable as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, with the Krishna, Krishna in the form of his sound. So we need to prepare our heart a little. So this Bhakti Rasayan Shlokas will do this for you. Now, what is my secret hope, my dear devotees, is after you have heard after we have discussed a few more verses, that you will read the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas from time to time, either during japa, or if you are not so adventurous in your spiritual practice, then you can read them before japa, or just sometimes at times. You have to see what suits you a little. But they are very, very verses. They conclude this work of Sanatana Goswami, which describes to us the search of Gop Kumar for Madan Gopal, his dear Krishna, and how he eventually found him. In this work, when the work is ended, the audience, Uttara, who has heard the work from Parikshit, doesn't want that the nectar flow stops and says, you have now talked to the end, but why now end? Why now end? Please, some more nectar. And then Parikshit gives this summary. The condensation of nectar in the Bhakti Rasayana Shloka. If you wish to find them and photocopy them, there is a book, now comes a little advertisement, called The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name, and at the end of it are all the verses, and you can make a photocopy and keep and treasure them. right. I want to thank you very much. Please do forgive me that I was a little late. Tomorrow we will be punctual as much as possible, which will be punctual. I mean, what can try. Please do come again. Please forgive me also. Tomorrow I will look at the verse, will prepare myself a little bit. This was maybe a little too spontaneous and therefore not on the wavelengths of everyone. I will think a little bit before and do it a little better. But they are so nice. Please try to come and listen. It is very important meditations. Hare Krishna. Do we have some prasadam for Vrinda Gopal? This is very bad. I have to give you my last attachment to the material, to these Govardhan sweets, but it's all right. I will do it with great pleasure. Hare Krishna. It's so nice here in Vrindavan, my dear devotees. It's so... Vrindavan does have a very, very unique flavor to it. Just very, very unique flavor. I mean, there are many places in Braj which are very, very nice. And Vrindavan does have a very, very special, outstanding flavor. And so now you please come with your outstretched hands and take this wonderful sweet, which will make you forget any experience of sweets you had so far. Hare Krishna.